Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and is assistant to the worldwide promoter of the Dominican laity. Her preaching is entitled Assorted Talents.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. For it is as if a man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward bringing 5 more talents, saying, Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I've made 5 more talents. His master said to him, well done, good and trustworthy slave. You've been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. And the one with the 2 talents also came forward, saying, Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I've made 2 more talents. His master said to him, well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But his master replied, you wicked and lazy slave. You knew, did you, that I reap where I didn't sow and gather where I didn't scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one with the 10 talents. For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The Gospel of the Lord. Let's start with the mental confusion that nearly everybody tends to have about these talents. We know it's a reference to money, but we can't really help being influenced, even if you like, led astray by the modern meaning of talent, and maybe especially by its use in the context of all those television competitions with singers and acrobats and conjurers and dancers and so forth. There's no way I would win in any of those categories. I don't suppose you would either. Sorry if I'm misjudging you. So it's just as well that Jesus wasn't talking about that sort of talent, because most of us would slink away in embarrassment. But there's a whole category of talents that we rarely recognize as such, and everybody has at least one of those. Maybe you're terrific with animals or with children, or maybe you're a really good listener, which means you remember what you've heard and you show real interest in following it up. How did the operation go? Are you enjoying your new job? Have you moved to that smaller house? What's the new baby's name? My mum was fantastic at this. I wish I could say I've got it from her. Or maybe you've got one of those lovely smiles for the cashier at the supermarket and the people behind the bar when you go out for a drink, and for the woman that drives you crazy at mass because she's always talking to the person beside her instead of listening to the homily. Or maybe you've got an infectious sense of humor. You see what I'm getting at? We're not all given the big, spectacular gifts that would be the equivalent of the 10 talents in the parable, but we've all got something. And all God asks is that we put it, whatever it is, to good use. Actually, the first reading today fits this rather well. It's from the first letter to the Thessalonians. And what Paul tells them to do is, in effect, to use their talent for loving one another, to love one another more and more, he says. Live quietly, so God's not expecting them to win a talent show, to mind your own affairs, which makes me think, mind your own business, that's a talent too, and to work with your hands. It's a fairly modest program. But really, it's all we need. Loving one another is the greatest talent of all. Let's not hide it by digging a hole in the ground and burying it. ¶¶